Hey everyone, welcome back. This is No Core Podcast number 10. All kinds of good stuff in this one. I'm a little behind, so I'm trying to like catch up on some stuff I've gotten, stuff by bands I've seen, and new records that people have traded to me and given to me. So anyway, to start this off, I'm going to play like a trio of bands that I saw a little while ago at their CMJ showcase at the Knitting Factory, who are all really cool. You're going to hear AIDS Wolf, then Health, and then Pre. This first song by AIDS Wolf is called Letter to Al Johnson.
Bye.
Okay, that first song was AIDS Wolf doing Letter to Al Johnson, and your music nerd trivia of the day. Of course, Al Johnson is the singer for U.S. Maple, and that's a play on the U.S. Maple song Letter to ZZ Top. After that was Health, a song called Triceratops. Health are a pretty cool band. I guess they're from out the West Coast, I think Los Angeles. It feels to me like they have this kind of hybrid Boredom's Vision Creation New Sun crossed with San Diego hardcore style sound. But it's pretty cool. Their show at the Knitting Factory was like really tight and really packed with people and lots of flashbulbs going off. So I guess these guys are some kind of buzz band. Anyway, after that, Pri, who also played that same Knitting Factory show and really tore it up. And next up, this song is by a mysterious group called Diet Cola.
Yeah! All right, the last thing we heard, that was a band called Sword Heaven. That's from their release called Entrance on Load Records. Sword Heaven are a drums and noise duo who have been touring all over the country, putting on awesome, super heavy, super amazing shows. So catch them if they come to your town. Before that, that was Foot Village, which is a band from Los Angeles. They're an all drums and vocals band, which I like and support because I'm into this concept of bands that don't use any electricity. I feel like I'd like to form a band like that, you know, so we could just set up and play anywhere in the park, just do it up. And starting off that batch of songs was the band Diet Cola. So next, I'm going to play something by this noise duo from Nashville, Tennessee, called Taiwan Death. I've played a batch of bands, which are side projects of Taiwan Death. I just realized I have not actually played something by Taiwan Death proper, and I wanted to play this to support them when they were doing some touring a little while ago, although now, like I said, I'm behind on things. I missed it by like a couple of months or something. But this is still good stuff. They're still an amazing band, of course, and when they book more shows and travel around some more, you will just have to try to see them then. This is Taiwan Death, live in Nashville.
Thank you.
After Taiwan Death, we heard something from the Druggies. That's a obscure and a long gone band that I knew during my time in Syracuse, New York, who I just thought were particularly brilliant and listened to recently and felt like I had to share a little bit. That song's called Stop Being So Sexy by them. After that, I played something by the band Abaku. They're a Baltimore band that I got to meet and play a show with recently. They're totally awesome people. Who make some mean pancakes and who are very, very loud. And after Abaku, that was Fat Day. That's from this really cool Fat Day album called Roman numeral 4, IV, which they composed by, it was a Write Your Own Fat Day song offer that they put on postcards in a previous album. So they took all the postcards that they'd received, you know, some of which had actual proper musical notation on them, some of which just had like gibberish, some of which just had poetry or drawings on it, and interpreted every one of them as a song. And kind of surprisingly, there are actually at least a few of them are from people that I know personally, which is kind of interesting. That one was written by Bosin, the Baltimore celebrity. And speaking of Baltimore, coming up next, this is another Baltimore band, some intense, awesome dudes, The New Flesh. This song's called Memory Scrap. This is from their latest 7-inch. We'll be right back.
guys up on Solo. Who wants to go up there anymore? Not me. Hold on, space burning. Everybody sing out loud. Live long and prosper now. 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 Now,
right. That was a trio of bands that I actually got to play with recently on recent touring. So first up was The New Flesh. And then after that, I played a band called Buck Gooder. That's a song called Live Long and Prosper. They're this band from out in the hills of Virginia who have a really kind of cool outsider protest rock sort of vibe, protest rock from Mars, perhaps. And after that, I played something by Cash Slave Clique, who are a band from the DC area, who are actually, I believe, touring now, or at least playing a bunch of shows now. So watch for them to come to your town. So coming up next, I'm going to play a few things that I was just listening to as I drove around. I didn't have an MP3 player with me, so you know I was limited to what CDs I could actually carry. So this is by the Scissor Girls. This is from their first album, actually, which when I first heard it, I kind of didn't like as much for some reason and sort of disregarded it, but I broke it out recently and have really been enjoying listening to it. I believe this song is called Everybody Loves a Good Dominatrix, although it's spelled very creatively, so I'm not sure that that's the message.
Oh,
Okay, so first I played the Scissor Girls in that block, and then I played something by Christian Arms. Actually, that band is probably supposed to be pronounced Xrin Arms, X-R-I-N Arms, but when bands do that creative spelling thing, I kind of just prefer to make up my own pronunciations and stick by it, no matter what anyone else says. But Christian Arms is a one-man laptop black metal act I got to play with out in New Jersey, and that track is pretty cool. It really kind of sums up his sort of black metal mashup style. And then after that was something by the Microwaves. I didn't get to play with them, unfortunately, but I did pick up their CD in a used record store along the way and got a lot of listening to it. Let's hear. After that, I played something by the Bermuda Triangles. That's another one-man act, a guy from Richmond, Virginia that I got to play with, who put on a really great, great show. And then I played something by the Silver Daggers, whose album I also got in the same used CD store. And that was a valuable purchase because I listened to that album probably about 6 times in a row without getting tired of it. I know I played a little bit of them before, but that song in particular I really fell in love with. And this brings us to the end of the program. I'm just going to play one more thing, which is by this band called Kalabi Yao from Charlotte, North Carolina, another group I got to play with on recent travels. And I knew that these guys were amazing before, but I saw them again, and they have just gotten that much better and that much more mind-blowing and intense. And these guys have really developed their own musical language, you know, which is a pretty rare thing. This song is called Plastic Surgery Disasters. This is on a new recent 7-inch that they released. So please seek these guys out and buy a copy of this and buy whatever else they have, and buy a t-shirt and send them some extra money in the envelope, you know, so that they can get that new album recorded, which the world desperately needs. Or if there are any smart investors out there with some extra money to spend, you know, get in on the ground floor before these guys are discovered. All right, this is Kalabi Yao, Plastic Surgery Disasters, and that's it. Until next time for No Core Podcast. Slow down.